This is Akashvani, the news read by Nipunika Shahid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio discuss sustained progress in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership and issues related to regional and global peace and security. Mr. Rubio called on Prime Minister Modi at Seva Teerth in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India and the U.S. will continue to work closely for the global good. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar and NSA Ajit Doval were also present during the meeting. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Secretary Rubio shared the U.S. perspective on various regional and global issues, including the situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister reaffirmed India's consistent support for peace efforts and reiterated the call for peaceful resolution of the conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy. Secretary Rubio is on a four-day visit to India to take part in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on the 26th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has inaugurated the artillery shell manufacturing plant established at the Savli Vihir Industrial Estate in Shirdi, Maharashtra yesterday. The project developed by Naib Limited will manufacture 155mm artillery shells and has the capacity to produce 5 lakh shells annually. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that India is preparing itself for future warfare and becoming self-reliant in defence manufacturing through the Make in India initiative.
Self-reliant India or Make in India ke liye private sector ki energy ka upyog avashyak hai. Isliye policy-related reforms, FDI ko, foreign direct investment ko liberalize kiya gaya, strategic partnership model ko lagu kiya gaya, positive indigenization list lai gaya. Hum logon ne ek lambi list, more than 5,000 items ki tayar ki hai. इस पॉजिटिव इंडिजनाइजेशन लिस्ट में आइटम्स हैं उनको निर्धारित समय के अंदर हम भारत की धरती पर बनाएंगे भारतीयों के हाथों से बनाएंगे हम दुनिया के किसी देश से उसको इंपोर्ट नहीं करेंगे.
The centre has asked Gymkhana Club in New Delhi to hand over its premises by 5th of next month, citing that the land was acquired for strengthening defence infrastructure. An order issued by the Land and Development Officer under the Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry stated that the land is essential to fulfil urgent institutional needs, governance, infrastructure and public interest project. Delhi government decided to transform all sub-registrar offices into modern, technology-driven and citizen-friendly service centres. The initiative aims to eliminate delays, corruption, middlemen and unnecessary procedural hurdles in property registration services across the city. In a statement, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the new model registrar offices will provide facilities such as digital assistant counters, smart token systems, online appointment booking, real-time application tracking, and train staff to ensure transparent and time-bound service delivery. Department of School Education and Literacy under the Ministry of Education today flagged off a group of students participating in the Sakura Science Program 2026 in New Delhi. The Ministry of Education said that 56 school students, including 24 boys and 32 girls from government schools across 15 states and union territories, along with 4 supervisors from India, will be on a visit to Japan till the 30th of this month. The fifth sub-working group land meeting under the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation concluded in Delhi. In a social media post, Defence Ministry's Additional Directorate General of Public Information said that the meeting marked another significant milestone in strengthening defence ties between the Indian Army and the Russian Land Forces. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heat wave to severe heat conditions for over East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha today. In IPL cricket, riding on an unbeaten 101 runs by skipper Shreyas Iyer, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets in Lucknow tonight. Chasing a target of 197 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Punjab Kings scored 200 for 3 in 18 overs. Earlier put into bat, first Lucknow Super Giants posted 196 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.